Epilogue. After we docked at Key West, we were picked up by the Coast Guard. It turned out that Jack informed them, and we were brought to an exclusive hotel to relax. The kind lady behind the desk handed me the key to the executive suite, which was a big, four-person, extremely luxurious room. When we entered the room, we were all hyped and excited to be back. The little worries we had about the people left on the island were quickly taken away, as we were told they were all safe and sound and would be flown back over here as soon as possible. I got debriefed about everything I experienced there. I learned that El Capitan was told the Nicaraguan army was going to help him, so he launched the attack. But, thanks to some backroom diplomacy, the Nicaraguans decided to drop the support and stay neutral. Because of that, El Capitan was hugely undermanned and eventually didn't stand a chance. Eventually, 55 of El Capitan's men were killed, and three citizens gave their lives during the One Day Vera as it came to be known on the island. Some U.S. elite forces joined the Colombians in their actions to throw out the freedom fighters, now called terrorists, to take back the island and reinstate the governor. When I returned to the hotel room after the debrief, I found the three kids together in the big bathtub, having fun. I quickly shed my clothes and joined them in a hot pile of anal sex with both boys, ending in another airlock session with Audrey. Unfortunately, this proved to be the last time we had sex together that week. The following day, Luke and Miranda returned, as did Bert and Annabelle. We all had dinner together and talked about what happened on the island. We stayed in touch after we all went home. Bert's funeral was sad, but Annabelle said that Bert never felt more alive than when he helped us save Audrey. He'd tell the story to everyone who wanted to hear it, exaggerating it a little more each time he told it. We also learned that we borrowed the yacht of a retired tech CEO. When he learned how it saved our lives, he was glad to be able to help us and didn't press charges or anything. He even offered us to borrow it again whenever we wanted to. 2 days after hanging out at the hotel, we received our new passports, and we were glad to return to Seattle. 3 weeks later, I threw a big barbecue for the guys as promised. We all drank, ate, and had a lot of fun. Audrey, Miranda, and Luke all thanked everyone individually, giving each of them a personal present. The guys all insisted on it being their job and that this all wasn't necessary, but I knew how much they enjoyed being praised like this. I stayed in touch with the guys, but I knew I was never going back to that life. Despite losing all his clothes, Mr. Lieberman was thrilled about the pictures we made. It turned out to become one of the best marketing campaigns his company ever had, and sales shot through the roof. This put both BY's and Aquinas Pictures on the map for a long time to come. After the BY's gig, the assignments rolled in, and I had to pick the best ones because I simply lacked time to do them all. I became the go-to guy for photoshoots with kids overnight and never ran out of work anymore. And on top of that, I got to do what I love best, shooting kids, ranges 10 to 16, in various stages of undress. I even landed an exposition as my Pintar alter ego at a renowned gallery in New York. This didn't pay the bills, which was fine because I had my regular work for that. But this exposition really boosted my ego as an art photographer, which I kept doing because of the acknowledgement from the scene and the fact I got to take pics of naked kids. But most of all, because this was what I excelled in and was my last connection with Glenn's lessons in life. The day Audrey turned 18, we got married. This raised a few eyebrows, but the people closest to us understood. And even if they didn't, we couldn't care less. We loved each other and wanted to grow old together, so we wanted to get married. And since I wasn't her caretaker anymore, there weren't any legal complications either. Evan and Owen's careers got a huge boost too. After landing some more shoots, they eventually ended up as actors. During their younger years, we had a few sleepovers at my place, but our sexual get-togethers eventually came to an end. This wasn't anything deliberate, but it sort of happened. We still visited each other once in a while, but because of their looks and sex appeal, they quickly became hotshot actors, and time together became scarce. Owen did thank me in his Oscar acceptance speech as he promised, which Audrey and I found extremely funny. I thanked Owen for it during the afterparty, which turned out to be the last night we ever had sex together. Even with their mature bodies and tons of experience, we had the time of our lives, but deep down, we probably all knew this wasn't going to happen again. Nobody said it out loud, but Audrey cried, and sadness was in the air when we parted the following morning. We stayed in touch, but our schedules were too difficult to match. However, the fond memories of helping them during their sexual development still make me all warm and fuzzy inside until today. Audrey and I were in an extremely happy place, with Audrey graduating from college and going to a local university. She wanted to stay close to me, and despite my pressing on to get into the best possible university, she figured that in the end, the university itself doesn't matter that much. It's all about the diploma, which she acknowledged by graduating cum laude and landing a decent job she actually liked. It wasn't a hotshot VP executive job or anything, but she really enjoyed working there, and in the end, that's all that really matters. Audrey and I wanted to try bringing other people into our sex life. We tried several online ads, which were all horrible. But Audrey knew a guy from work that wanted to try new stuff, and the three of us had sex together on a few occasions. When he got himself a steady girlfriend, we even tried a foursome, but this just wasn't working for neither of us. Audrey and I talked about this a lot, and we came to realize that we were trying to recreate something magic that just wasn't possible to recreate. So we eventually settled for a traditional, monogamous relationship. We were extremely happy with what we had and maybe even more with what we ended up with. The day Audrey gave birth to our little girl, and I looked at the little bundle of joy lying there in my arms, I was stunned to see how much she looked like Glenn and Gloria. She looked like them way, way more than just a little bit.
You have been listening to an audiobook brought to you by Jason Crow. This story is brought to you free of charge, so if you pay for it, you are ripped off. Sorry. If you like this story, check out the website jasoncrow.eu for more stories. And while you're there, drop an email, comment or anything like that to let the authors know you like the story. Or not. Both is fine, just drop a message. In the end, that's what we're writing for. It's for you, the reader. Or listener in this case, but you know what I mean. Have a great day and hope to see you soon on the jasoncrow.eu website. Take care and stay safe.